if you want to change a habit, does it change in two weeks? Yeah, actually, there are different surveys which talk about different time durations. And 2 weeks is, I would say, the minimum. We have to do it consistently. But it also depends on how deep-rooted is the habit that we are trying to correct. So if we do something consistently, gradually that activity becomes ingrained. And then that pattern gets set within us. So in 2 weeks, certainly some amount of impressions are formed, by which at least some inclination will develop to start doing that activity again and again. So the duration in which we do it continuously, that is important. But more important is also how often we do the opposite of that. So if we can avoid the opposite, then that, say if somebody is dieting, and this dieting means something very, very simple diet, and there's a normal diet, and then there's binging. So to develop we may have a regulated diet for some time, but if we go to the opposite extreme in between, then it becomes very difficult to come back to the normal level. So I'll give another example to illustrate this. Say somebody has a pet dog, and they love that pet dog very much. And now we come to know that this dog has got rabies, and it's not curable. Now, rabies means the dog bites, it can be extremely painful, even fatal. So now, when the dog comes, and dog wants to lick us, and wants to touch us, and wants to play with us as usual, and we tell the dog, go away, go away. And the dog, till now we've been patting the dog, fondling the dog, caressing the dog. Dog doesn't say, what's happening here? So the dog again comes, go away. Again comes, go away. Now, if we do it, say 10 times, 15 times, 20 times, and after saying no to the dog 20 times, one time when the dog comes, you know, my heart softens. I just fondle him, caress him. And they think, oh, he's playing with me. She's playing with me. And then after that, even 20 times I say no, still the dog will not be convinced. So if I want to get the dog to go away, it's not so easy because I have some attachment to the dog. But if I want the dog to go away, I have to consistently say no to the dog. And once I say no to the dog consistently, then the dog gets it. I am unwanted here. No matter how many times I come and proposition, this person is not going to pet me. This person is not going to caress me. So better let me go away. Better let me go somewhere else. So like that, we can compare our habit to a dog. And if we resist it, but in between again indulge in it, then it takes much more time to get rid of it. But if we consistently avoid it for a substantial amount of time, it's like saying that no to the dog again and again, the dog goes away at that time. Does that address the question? Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Yes.
Is mind living or dead?
Okay.
It's like a very living force that